With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Montana Governor Steve Bullock has vetoed a bill that would have allowed government workers to sue if their supervisors obstruct them from communicating with a legislator. House Bill 202 sponsor Republican Representative Kirk Wagoner of Montana City describes the measure as a whistleblower protection bill. It would subject supervisors to a $5,000 fine and other damages for impeding employees from discussing matters of public concern with lawmakers. Bullock vetoed this bill last Thursday while the state legislature was on break from the session. A House bill that would require the state to study cases of child abuse made progress in the Montana House today. Corin Cates Carney says House Democratic leaders are calling it one of the most important bills of the session.
House Bill 303 would establish a commission to look at trends of child abuse in the state and recommend policies aiming to prevent abuse and death among children. A similar bill failed to make it out of committee in the 2015 legislative session. Now it's found wide bipartisan approval, passing second reading in the House 98-2. The bill comes with the recommendation of the Governor's Protect Montana Kids Commission. Its sponsor is Helena Democrat Kathy Kelker.
This commission costs nothing and could be the beginning of a new way of looking at the whole problem of child abuse and neglect in Montana.
The commission would include representatives from law enforcement, the judiciary, court-appointed advocates, the legislature, as well as a foster parent and a former victim of child abuse. Lawmakers will decide Wednesday if HB 303 should pass out of the House and move into the Senate for consideration. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
The Montana legislature is now over halfway through its 90-day session, and the House Appropriations Committee began slogging through House Bill 2, which is the state budget. Here's Cole Grant.
Before the legislature meets, the governor's office puts together its version of the budget. Once the session begins, the House Appropriations Committee branches off into subcommittees to figure out their portions of the budget. Once those subcommittees approve their sections, they are combined, and deliberation begins on the full budget. Dan Villa, the budget director for Democratic Governor Steve Bullock, says he agrees with a few aspects of the legislature's budget, but sees problems with things like Medicaid and education funding.
But I have every confidence that if we actually put our heads to it and start working toward a solution, these unnecessary cuts can be restored, and we can have a budget that we all walk away with like we did last session, very proud of the product that we produced.
The House Appropriations Committee is scheduled to meet on House Bill 2 at least every morning for the rest of the week.
Cole Grant is a reporter with the UM Legislative News Service. Renters who skip out on leases could be facing criminal charges under a proposal by a Montana landlord who also is a member of the state legislature. Republican Senator Roger Webb of Billings also wants courts to help landlords collect back rent. Critics, however, told the Senate Judiciary Committee today that the bills go too far and would bring back debtors' prisons. Speakers representing students from the state's university systems raised concern that the bills could turn young renters into felons for skipping out on rent. Webb said that skipping out on rent is no different than driving off from a gas station without paying for fuel. A lobbyist from the Montana Magistrates Association also raised concern about turning the court system into a collection agency. I'm Rachel Kramer with Montana Public Radio. For more Montana news and updates, be sure to visit our website, mtpr.org.
With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. The Montana Highway Patrol may not have to cut troopers after all. The agency would have lost 27 positions as part of Governor Steve Bullock's plan to trim spending from across state government. But the House Appropriations Committee today unveiled a budget that rejected funding reductions at the agency. Attorney General Tim Fox had expressed alarm over the proposed staffing reductions and said his office was blindsided by the cuts. He said the cuts presented a public safety issue. The governor's budget director, Dan Villa, noted that the budget now before the Appropriations Committee increases outlays for other branches of government, but is proposing deeper cuts to the governor's office. He said the proposal being drafted by the Republican-controlled committee could slash three full-time positions from the office. 3 years after Congress created the Veterans Choice health care program, it continues to flounder. Here's Montana Senator John Tester, who helped create Veterans Choice.
As I've traveled around Montana and around the country, I've heard a lot about how the Choice program is just not working as advertised.
Veterans Choice is supposed to let vets who live far away from a VA health facility or who face long wait times to get VA care make appointments with local health care providers instead. Those goals have largely not been met. Tester and Senator Steve Daines have both been very critical of the private contractor that runs Veterans Choice in Montana and most other states. Tester is now introducing a bill to give the VA a bigger role in choice.
And we've got a bipartisan bill that really cuts the red tape, gives more flexibility, and I think the end result is going to be a much better choice program for our veterans.
A second Tester bill aims to increase transparency and accountability for companies that contract with the VA to provide veterans services. A package of bills aimed at addressing youth suicide in Montana is working its way through the legislature. Freddie Menares reports.
One of those bills, House Bill 381, would allow school districts to create policies and procedures for suicide prevention and response specific to their communities. The Senate Education Cultural Resources Committee will hear the bill Wednesday. Republican Representative Dennis Lenz is a sponsor of the bill, which passed the House 87-12 last month. During that debate, recorded and archived by the legislature, he says,
"Wherever you are, you're going to acknowledge that you need to have a plan. Lack of a better word, an emergency response plan."
The bill is one of several pieces of legislation addressing mental illness in the state that cleared transmittal deadline, which is when bills need to be passed by one chamber to move on. Eight mental health bills missed that deadline, one of which would have allowed licensed mental health professionals to provide treatment in a school setting.
Freddie Menares is a reporter with the Legislative News Service. A handyman was sentenced to life in prison for killing a Deer Lodge man and his mother after being confronted over the theft of 17,000 ounces of silver. David Wayne Nelson, who is 54, must serve at least 30 years before he is eligible for parole. Nelson pleaded guilty in September to two counts of deliberate homicide for the deaths of 57-year-old Greg Giannanotti and 79-year-old Beverly Giannanotti. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.